Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 23rd day of October 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6W if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's got a warm front moved in, and it's nice. It was so cold for like 3 weeks. It was icy cold, and now we're up in, it's the lowest I think I seen was 37 through the week, and we're up in the 60s, so maybe this is the Indian summer, but not like the ones you're used to, where it gets up 70 and 80, maybe 90. It's going to be a cold year. I can feel it in me bones. Anyways, let's see what we got going on here. Mexico butts into fight against Texas sanctuary city plan. Oh, really? A foreign country butting into our private affairs? That can't be. We're going to have to look into this as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, before we jump into this article, have you noticed? The mainstream propaganda machine, the Ministry of Truth, has really squeezed into just, one little issue. You got four soldiers killed over in Niger. The way that this bullshit that they're spewing out. It's all day long. That's all that's on there is about this one black soldier and his black wife didn't get the call she wanted from Trump. How many soldiers have been killed in the last 10 years in foreign countries? Faceless, nameless. The other three guys, they have to keep putting their faces up on the television because they died too. But, it's just completely ridiculous. And what it comes down to is this shit that went down in Las Vegas. This is a complete stonewall cover up to the max, man. And with the Korean war, a war with Korea, possibly a world war standing in the batting box ready to go if everything goes wrong, and which it is going wrong. You think about it, people. 58 Americans were massacred on the Las Vegas Strip. Somebody, and it was a lot of somebodies. The more video it comes in, there's no doubt in anyone's mind, I don't think at this point in the ball game, that there was at least three three shooters. I mean, just in the crowd that was getting shot up there at the MGM. And then these people fled to other casinos, and hell, they were shooting in there too. There was a big group of people in there killing Americans. And boy, we got to talk about one soldier who got killed over in Niger in some kind of operation. You mean your husband went into the military, into a combat zone, and got killed? Say it ain't so. There's something. We got to have investigations. We got to turn the world upside down for you. I feel bad for the lady. That her husband was, I don't know, maybe he just didn't have the wherewithal to do anything else, so he joined the service. But when you join up, you become a general issue piece of equipment. And I mean, just the fact that the people who have been killed in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in Syria, and you know, you'll see a couple of things about some soldiers. They try to act like everything's a criminal act in war, and everything in war, is a criminal. I mean, and everything that should be in criminal act over here is a political, like, war thing. Just the opposite of what it should be. And, I mean, it's blatant what they're doing. And, I mean, I look at the articles and I look at the things coming in about Las Vegas. And, I mean, just the way they have they've turned the spigot to off. Now they'll just leave it at this point. This is what happened. That's all happened. Nobody needs to talk anymore about this. And then every time they come up with a new piece of gun legislation, you know, to infringe upon our Second Article right, they'll throw it in there with Sandy Hook. You know, the other major hoax that was just completely debunked right before our eyes. It was debunked as it was happening. I don't know. Might start looking for, I mean, something big like a nuclear false flag, because they're going to have to start a war or something, because I can't see people just letting 58 people dead and 490 some of them wounded in the streets of Las Vegas just go with everybody. You know, you got to know that all the people around Vegas, all the people who, you know, would look at it that aren't seeing it on the news are going to go on the net, and they're going to see all of these videos of people talking about the multiple shooters that were out there killing American people. I don't know. God, what will we take, people? Well, let's see what we'll take. Mexico butts into fight against Texas sanctuary city ban. This is from Breitbart. The government of Mexico stepped into the fight against the state of Texas. What in the hell are you talking about? Sovereignty? You say we're a sovereign nation here? The country of Mexico is meddling in our internal politics right in front of our family? Well, hell, they'll put it right on the front page. Why not? We ain't going to do nothing about it, are we? The government of Mexico stepped into the fight against the state of Texas' new anti-sanctuary city law. Mexico filed an amicus brief in support of the several Texas cities and organizations bringing suit against the state. How about we send you a fucking nuclear bomb, Mexico? I don't know, man. I every day, you know, I come up here and I read the most outrageous shit. Stuff that, I mean, it just blows me away. And we just continuously, it's just like, I mean, they're reporting on this. This is from Breitbart. Shouldn't there be military troops down there? I mean, if you have a foreign entity inside your borders fucking with your internal politics, shouldn't you be shooting them or something? What the hell? They've done took 100 miles of the goddamn southern border from us. That's why your border patrol is setting 100 miles with their checkpoints, internal checkpoints, so they can get you going down the road and ask you if you're from Mexico when you're 100 miles in the goddamn United States and you're American. Oh, Trump, he's going to take care of that, though. Don't you people worry about it. No more pushing America around. No more of these foreign nations running our politics. Wait a minute. What about Israel? You think that any of this shit is really going to change until we, the people, just, I mean, this is just come to the point to where we have to stand up and do something. And that something we have to do isn't bitch and complain. It isn't going out and voting. It's going out there with the guns like they did back in 1775. The end result here is taking every goddamn thing we got, including our lives. As we just watch it happen. I mean, I've often been amazed. I spoke before about the conversation I had about probably 30 years ago now, maybe 35, with old Bill Petter. And, you know, it was at the time when the Soviet Union was falling. It amazed me. You know, these people, I'd see the big lines in Moscow. And, you know, you hear all the horror stories about people being taken to mental institutions and stuff if they spoke out against their government. And that just the pure abuse that these people were taking. until they finally, with no guns, finally, like in Georgia there, you know, they started throwing the goddamn, attack tanks with nothing but their hands and pulled the guys out of them and beat the hell out of them. I mean, that's how far it had to go. And I was just, and back then I was like, wow, I mean, I wonder how far this is going to go here, because I could see it. It was plain and evident right in my face. So old Bill Petter said, well, they'll go until they're starved down. And, you know, I look back at the 1917 Russia, you know, with the communist revolution and the communists going out and killing everybody, killing all the producers. I mean, killing, 60 million Christians in their gulags. Before, I mean, the people just, they took it. Solzhenitsyn, you know, the protocols, where he speaks about, you know, the fact that, you know, everyone was quivering at the knock of a door. Everybody was just shaking in their boots. And three or four guys go through town, through hundreds of people, tear people out, go out and goddamn kill them. Nobody lift a goddamn finger. It is just, it blows me away. But a goddamn if I ain't seeing it right here where I live. Americans, you know them badass Americans. Just standing by. Well, shit like this. Well, you have a foreign country. I mean, there should be, what should be and what could be and what are, I guess, a whole lot of different things, aren't they? A foreign fucking government. I mean, this is no different than Netanyahu coming over here and talking to your Congress. All these foreign heads of state coming here and telling you how it's going to be in your goddamn country. And those people that represent you, they're just letting it go by. So I guess that's the end equation, is it's just okay because your representatives have said it's okay and they've sold your ass out. In a statement on Mexico's In a statement on Mexico's official government website, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs misstates provisions of the Texas law signed by Governor Abbott. So now we're going to, instead of saying instead of shooting their ass out of here, this is an invasion. Instead of shooting their ass out of here, we're going to, just like with the gun thing. Well, if the criminals, they won't obey them laws, that's our argument for this infringement you're putting on our goddamn rights you can't infringe on. Absolutely. But here again, well, we're going to have an argument about what, you know, about this, this amnesty brief that these bastards are bringing in, rather than saying, you just can't fucking do it. You can't. This is a sovereign nation. And if you did bring it in, it'd have to be into the admiralty courts, and that's where this shit really should be. And then if that's so, then there ain't no goddamn constitutional rights being given to these goddamn invaders, then would there be? See, they're having it both ways, people. They're just having you both ways. You try to deport the people, and you're held at bay by an admiralty that cannot exist in your life. And then you read the letter of the law, and everybody goes out and says, God damn it, but the majority in this democracy bullshit, we want them out of here. Well, yeah, we tried, but man, they went to court. They can get in them courts that you and I can't get into. They're there to protect invasions into this goddamn country. Secretary of Foreign Relations Luis Videgaray Caso wrote that the law requires police officers and other state officers to ask about the immigration status of anyone they stop. That statement is not correct. That is not correct. This is all we're going to argue. We're not going to argue about foreign goddamn people in our country, in our goddamn courts going against us, are we? With the consent of these goddamn occupation, these internationalist bastards who have no stake in this country other than what they plan to steal. And after we're left a third world hellhole, they go off to Barbados or to New Zealand and live in their mansions while we squalor here in the goddamn mud with nothing to eat but a pile of worthless ass paper. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart Texas immediately after signing SB4 into law, Abbott explained, allowing police officers to inquire about, see, just soft peddling here. I mean, we don't want these invaders that are invading our country to come take everything we got, including our life. We don't want to hurt their feelings any now, do we, people? So we got to soft pedal around this shit instead of saying enforce. And you know what the bottom line here? The law is on the books. That law is not being enforced. Not like the seatbelt law, where they'll kill your ass for not having your seatbelt on. We're talking invasion here. Abbott explained, allowing police officers to inquire about immigration status of a person's legally detained is one of the key differences between the Texas law and Arizona's law, because see, Arizona made a law saying these people are breaking the law coming into this goddamn country. The federal government under Obama, well, they're just saying they're not going to enforce the law. They're part of the invasion. They are the goddamn kingpin of the invasion. So the state of Arizona says, well, we're going to go. I want our officers out there. We want these people out of the state of Arizona. You can't do that. That violates their constitutional rights. You don't have. But you see, them rights are not for you. They're not for American nationals. They're for nationals around the world. You want to come here and take what you have. You can't even defend yourself against them. They can come and insert it, and you can't even reply. Because you have been reduced to a goddamn coolie, a peasant, a peon, a piece of shit beneath their feet. Beneath a third world peasant's fucking feet. Think about it. Go ahead.
Doesn't this pretty much prove that our borders have been broken?
We are invaded, my friend. Flee. They talk about, you know, the 11 million. They've been playing that game for goddamn 20 years now. No, there is close to, if there ain't 100 million people here, we're not, I'm not seeing what's around me. You go into any city, into any town, and you go and look and start counting. I do it all the time. When I'm in a store, I'll start counting. How many of them did I see? And how many white people? How many Chinese people? And I'm counting them, and goddamn, if half the population in this country ain't Chinese, I mean, isn't foreign, period. Either Chinese, I mean, Indian, Mexican, you know, Hispanic, goddamn, man. I think they're the largest population in this country right now. They're not going to tell you the truth. It's like the unemployment numbers. You see, Trump's, he campaigned on, you know, that they were lying about the numbers, and that there was 9 million people out of work or something like that. No, it's more than that. It would be, goddamn, there's 100 million. So it'd have to be 100 million people out of work in this country. And he talked about how it was just a phony, fake lie. It's a lie. Just look at my hair. It's a lie, people.
Henry, I've had a Mexican serve me chicken at KFC.
I hear you, brother. But I mean, to pretend, I mean, it's come to the point that we're just sitting here. I don't give a shit what you say or what you do. Nothing is going to change until you pick up a stick and start beating these son of a bitches down. That's all there is to it. You tell me they're going to budge anyway. Go ahead.
You know, say what you want about Russia and Putin. I used to cut Putin down all the time, but there's one goddamn thing about Russia and Putin, man. He doesn't let none of this shit happen in his country. You can call. You know, communism, what it is, and all that garbage. But, you know, you got to say one thing about Putin, man. He controls this shit over there. I mean, none of this shit happens over there. You know, I mean, he's got complete control. I mean, at least there's some kind of, you know, there's none of this bullshit going on like we've got going on over here. I don't know, man. He's got his shit together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, he takes care of his people differently than we do, but no Nancy Pelosi's, no John McCain's, none of the bullshit we argue about every day. Russia doesn't, you know, I'm starting to think, man, I'd rather be living there than here. I mean, what the hell? We don't have any freedom over here.
Well, he's not fronting. You see, that's just it. You know, yep. The government acts like they're your friend, and it's all theater, you know. Over there, he's just telling you straight up, hey, I rule over here.
Yep.
Do what I say. And that's the way the shit rolls. But no, we got to sit here and play around with these games and all these goddamn media stuff, you know, sitting there texting and playbooking and Facebooking and stuff. You know, that's just the way shit rolls over there.
Yeah, I don't know. Either you're a billionaire or you're a peon over there. But he doesn't, I don't know, Henry, he just doesn't allow any bullshit to happen over there, you know. We anything goes over here. It's a great big circus park.
They're held in a perpetual seemingly stage of peace because, hey, they're already communist. They don't have to be conquered. You see what's going on? You see, when you look at Russia and you have the Russians. That's a nationality. Who owns Russia? Well, the Russians do. But you come over here to America, And like I, you know, I've said many, many times, I mean, I heard it now, it's been 30, 35 years ago. America doesn't have a culture. Bullshit. We absolutely have a culture. They have shipped people in from every corner of the world in here to dilute and to discourage our nationality in this goddamn country. And so, and you know, the thing is, when you talk about Russia, you know, even if Putin, the way he's acting, he's dealing with one group of people, the Russians. These son of a bitches over here, this is international. This is the New World Order. What they would have it look like, what they have done to our states, down clear down to our municipalities, where, you know, everybody's a one world citizen, just like we're talking here about these goddamn Mexicans. Oh, they come over here, they've got every right that you do in your country. No, by God, they do not. They have zero right. They are an invader. You might as well say that when the Germans crossed into Poland, all they had to do is put down their guns and start voting because they had every right. They were there. This is the craziest bullshit that anybody's ever tried to perpetrate on a people. And only a people that have been retarded down could ever accept any of it. It's our country. And it's our rights. The Bill of Rights does not cover people from other countries who cross your border. Otherwise, like I said, you know, to hell with the guns, just get across the border and take over. The Constitution will let you do it. The Bill of Rights will let your country be in. You think that that's why that was put in place? It is not. When somebody crosses into this country without a visa, without permission from the government, not from the people, but from the government element that's controlling our borders, that is a goddamn crime. And when they can step over and they just don't get handed the goddamn Bill of Rights and they can stay and you try to fight them against it while our own people are being denied that law. Because with that law, they understand that if our common law courts and our common law jurisdictions were in place, we could go down and I tap that Mexican. Now you're in here illegally, man. You're taken from me. Your ass is going to court. I'm shipping your ass out of here. And you come back, I'll shoot ya. Invader. I mean, all Trump ever had to do, I mean, what you know, it was like he was such that knight in shining armor, this far-thinking, wonderful man, because he would actually say illegal immigrant. Why don't you call it what it is, a goddamn invasion? Why won't you call a communist a communist? Because the communists are the ones that are facilitating this. And Putin, I'm sure he's sitting back and, you know what, this country will be just like that as soon as it's under a heavy communist hand. Only there'll be no nationality in this goddamn country because this is made to be the shithole of the world, the dumping spot, because they wanted to dump them right where all the resources are because they want slave labor to eat out the richest country on planet Earth, period.
Well, don't you think that Putin's just kind of sitting back and watching? I mean, we saw the Soviet Union fall. I mean, I think what we're experiencing now is in the communism here in the United States is we are living through our wall falling down. Is falling down now.
Yeah, you know what, you guys, when they walk a Russian prisoner out of a cell in Russia, they chain his arms behind his back, put a chain around his neck, and then make him bend over with a waist chain so the neck goes down to the waist chain so the prisoner's bent over. That's how they walk a prisoner out of his cell to go to the mess hall. They don't fuck around over there, man. I mean, over here they give you a set of pom poms, some ballet slippers, and a roasted chicken to carry with you while you're walking down the hall. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mark, you're falling for it, brother. That's all I can tell you. You're falling for it. You know,
No,
I've been in jail, Mark. I've been in jail. There was no goddamn...
I'm expecting to hear that.
No.
I'm ready for that. But, I mean, I'm just telling you how different it is.
No, it's not that way. It's not that way. Ask Ryan Bundy if it's that way. I've been in jail, and I tell you what, that's what they try to sell to people. You know, they got the working population out there, and they got to try to sell you that, goddamn, these prisoners got it. Let's take their salt away. Let's get to, and pretty soon they have it till we can chain them just like they do over there in Russia. What you got to realize is there is no rub between Trump and Putin, between Putin and the ruling oligarchy over here in this country. They're playing us, man. They're playing this one against the other.
Yeah, I agree. Putin got Trump elected. I mean, I agree completely. I was ready to hear the fallout from my comment. But I'm just telling you, how is America any better than right now than Russia? I mean, It's a little better, but not much, man.
The fallout, brother, the fallout, it's the way you look at it. You look at it like that, you know, that they're tough over there because they're committing goddamn human rights violations on their people from what you just described with chains around their necks and shit, and that we're pussies somehow because we're not. That's not how it works, man. That's what they want people to go and start thinking. That you, it's just, you need to do some totalitarian military kind of power over, you know, put this shit down. But the power, if they do gain that power, this is how they gain power. And once they got that power, it's not going to go to no bad guys, buddy. It's going to go to you and me. You and me will be the one with a chain around our goddamn neck. And the son of a bitch putting it around there will be the goddamn criminal they hired through Whacking Hut. Yes?
Yeah, I know. Our freedoms are gone. It's on track. Gone. Finished.
Oh, yeah.
Finished. No more Bill of Rights, no more Constitution. It's all gone.
It's gone until we whip those guns. You see, that's the whole thing. That's another way they want to push us. There are 300 million American nationals in this country. I guarantee you 40 million of them are ready to bust loose right now. How? I mean, 40 million ain't no little goddamn number. 40 million people with guns. I mean, we take this whole goddamn planet, and they know it. This is a bluff they're running. They know that if they, I'll tell you what, that's why they got this Korean War sitting there on the back burner, ready to slide it up front in a moment's notice. Because if this shit starts to break loose, that's their move. We'll go and now we'll all wave a flag and go fight the North Koreans. No, by God. You say no to that. But of course they'll explode, them and their Israeli partners will explode a bomb in this country and say, North Korea did it, and they'll show all the destruction and shit and everybody, God, give me my plastic Chinese flag, I'm charging them.
Well, you have to weaken the enemy through psychological warfare first.
Oh, buddy, you betcha you do. And through deprivation, straight up deprivation, which we're suffering at a great, I mean, they, just like Trump trying to talk about, you know, the unemployment numbers, the best since 1978. You piece of fucking shit. You were just saying that it was a lie when you were, I mean, he's just stepped right into the, him or Hillary Clinton is just a face you're looking at. That's the only goddamn difference I see. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. Yeah, 1 sec. Can you wait till we get back, brother? Because we're at the bottom of the hour. You'll be first up. Bottom of the hour. All right. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Put the food on the table. Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time, and that was... social distortion was down here with the rest of us. Man, it's getting more down here with the rest of us every day. I think Dion was trying to get in as we went to the break. You there, Dion?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, all our problem is internal, and they always try to push everything, you know what I'm saying, outwards. You know, all our problems when we go out and vote, when we go out and do this, when we go out and do that. You know what? When I first woke up, man, when I try to tell people how the world really works, who really runs us, some people didn't care. You know, some people scary, and people just don't care. You know, all our problems are internal. They always try, oh, South Korea, oh, Iran, oh, this and oh, that, which is really those criminals over there in Washington, D.C. That's our problem.
And in every state government. I'm glad Mark brought up what he did with Putin, because, you know, that's really what it is with, you know, all these years of since the invention of the radio into television, into the computers. It's been, you know, propaganda. It's straight in your face. So you feel it, you know, you feel that something's really, really freaking wrong. But they got you looking through a kaleidoscope that they're turning, and you're seeing all these different things. That's why it has to be the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't give a shit about Russia. I don't give a shit about no other country on this planet. I care about America. I mean, we can't even save the rest of the world until we save ourselves, people. And it's as simple as anything that comes at you, just that Bill of Rights. How are they violating it? In every goddamn way is how they're violating it. This thing we're looking at right here, I mean, this, the people who are allowing this, the judges who let these papers come into their courts, the people who took that service, all ought to be taken out and hung or put up against a wall and shot right now. That is goddamn treason. Plain and simple. Everything we see going on in this country is the effect of an act of treason.
Right.
Yep.
Goddamn right, man. There ain't enough work for them son of a bitches.
Exactly.
100 million illegal aliens, Henry. I mean, they're freaking voting and they're taking all our goddamn money. I mean, what the hell? You know, it's just.
But Mark, it's not because we don't have a tough leader like Putin. It's not because we don't have, you know, the police
Henry,
like theirs.
Henry, it's not about a leader, though, man.
No,
we
it's not.
We are supposed to be the leader.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That damn president is nothing more than a secretary. We supposed to lead ourselves, man. You know, the bottom line is, if you're looking for a leader, you're going to find a master. I don't care what era in life you go to. One thing about people, man, when they ever get a sniff of power, they always abuse it. And that right there, what the founders really did with their Bill of Rights, man, it kept power chained up and left we the people the power.
It left
That's
us,
the thing about
you betcha.
And people don't understand that.
Well, you know, it's...
Yeah, but the damage is already done. 100 million illegals are here. They're dropping kids. Now they got... How, now, you know, so now we're... Now, you know, we got to get rid of them. Yeah, it's going to fucking take... It's going to take millennial till that happens.
No, it wouldn't. I'll tell you what, we drive them out of here. If the people were of one mind, we would drive them out of here in short order. I mean, we have beaten the Mexicans how many times at war? Last time, clear down to Mexico City. Should have captured it. If you wanted to make them a state in the Union, you could have done it back then and had representation and all the land that goes with it, the resource to take care of those people. But that's not what we're seeing here. It's not like we're out there, you know, trying to free the rest of the world. The rest of the world's trying to frickin' enslave us, and they're all working hand in hand. You got the impoverished people from these third world countries. Of course they're going to invade in and take what you got, and somebody will let them. And what it comes down to is the people we hired to make sure they don't let them are letting them. And then they're telling us, well, you can't do nothing about it because we're the people who are in control. No, you're not. Not by any stretch of the imagination. The control in this country is 300 million armed people. We got to start acting like it.
Well, Henry, that's the bottom line. You know how many times you and I we have said that this thing has been flipped upside down. Let me give you a prime example. You go into a courtroom and you're supposed to rise for a man in a dress like he's God or somebody. He is a public servant. He's supposed to ride for us. He's supposed to walk in the courtroom, and he's supposed to say, I thank you guys for letting me work for y'all. But it's the other way around. Have you ever seen people, they cower down to authority when they see people with badges and suits? It doesn't supposed to be like that. If we are so indoctrinated to be slaves, and these so-called, you know what I'm saying, authority figures supposed to be ruling over us. That right there is what it is, man. We cower down because it has been an indoctrination ever since we've been in these public schools.
Oh, absolutely. And it goes beyond the public schools because we've been indoctrinated to worship and military that cannot exist, that is not allowed.
That's true.
It's a free-for-all. All
yes.
You can do is try to distance yourself from these people and to have the least amount of interaction with them as you possibly can. Because they're pranksters.
Yep. Until the shooting starts, you're absolutely correct. But they're not, I mean, I've said it before, you could parachute into the most desolate piece of property left in this goddamn United States with a hammock and a marijuana seed and plant a son of a bitch in 15 minutes, somebody would be there. I mean, there's no such thing as being left alone by them. I mean, they've gone past that. Like, you know, the years of, you know, this indoctrination into worshiping police. I mean, our founders be sitting here scratching their heads going, what? You guys are worshiping police? You're worshiping military? You have this shit with the NFL, you know, with the people kneeling on the field. You know, but what they don't tell you is the other side of it. When they're talking about this, they're saying, they're disrespecting our military. We're not supposed to have no fucking military.
That's right. That is right. That military is supposed to be disbanded. You want to know why? Because when we weren't supposed to have a military, the thing about it is, they can use it and turn on us. That's the reason it doesn't supposed to even exist.
Exactly. Attention, Koch, in his speech. Go ahead.
They all should have been fired and disbanded after 9/11. Just like Homeland Security and whoever handled that shit down there in Las Vegas, they should all be fired and disbanded.
They should have all been hung a whole long time ago. The first time that that federal government or a state government tried to legislate a law and then create a policing force to force the people to do what the government says, because that was not the way it was supposed to be. The government was supposed to do what the people said, if it was to exist at all. I mean, just like you talk about the president, that's a glorified clerk. Why do you have a president? Because 300 million of us can't get in the same room to sign a piece of paper on international affairs. Period. We can't get all together. If there's a declaration of war, these representatives are supposed to be our proxies. And a proxy means that you don't rule me, I rule you. You work for me, you son of a bitch. And this is what's backwards, people. This is the difference between admiralty and common law. Common law, the people are self-governing, and they govern among themselves, with themselves as judges of the law. In admiralty, it's just goddamn totalitarianism.
Henry, doesn't the Constitution in Article 10 state that there are no judicial courts?
Article 3, I mean, if you understand Article 3, the courts that were supposed to exist out here, or was supposed to be all elected officials, And that court sets moot. It cannot move. It has no authority. It was there for the people to exercise their individual authority through. It was an apparatus. And the only charge that judge has is to making sure that the procedures are followed so that there is no violations of the Bill of Rights, period. Everybody gets to speak. Nobody gets to come in and say, that's not evidence, he can't do that, and just remove it. That jury decides all fact of law, period. That's how we were the final check and balance. That's why the courts had to be the first thing that were removed, and they were. I watched it happen. Because no matter what law they ever wrote, unless they, you know, but they did achieve their institutionalization into authority to where you know, like people, the cops up there, the cops telling the most fantastic story that just cannot be, but he's a cop, so that's the way it is. I have to vote for the cops. I mean, this is how far gone people are. But it's not all the people. You know, you think that because you go to the courts and you say, every goddamn court I ever went to was, yeah, because you got that local Masonic lodge down there. And the people who are going to be on that jury are going to come straight out of that lodge. They're going to be people that can be told what to do. It's not like
yeah,
it was...
Lavoie Finnegan's a real good example of that. He caught one in the head, not one peep from anybody. I mean, there should have been a fucking public hanging over that one. Not one word from anybody.
Exactly correct, Mark. Because, I mean, what did they do when it was all happening? They think they just don't have it on the mainstream news and don't talk about it, then F it. It don't exist. I guess the only step past that is to step up and start shooting them. Because they're just going to go ignore you. I mean, yeah, goddamn, yeah, 58 people got shot. There was 3 or 4 shooters. There was hotels shot up all over town. There was goddamn open battles in the goddamn street. But you know what? We're not going to say anything about it, so I guess it's just a fait accompli. What are you going to do about it? That's where we're at, people. What are you going to do about it? Because you can say, well, we'll go tell a whole bunch of people. All right, everybody knows. I'd say everybody in the United States knows. Now what are you going to do about it? Well, they need to what? They need to arrest themselves. They need to prosecute themselves. They need to hang themselves. I don't think they're going to do it. There comes a point where you have to take the bull by the horns. You have to say, nah, if every American national just said, I'm going to enforce my fucking rights in every quarter. If you think it's going to stay right here with a little stop here or a little invasion here, you're going to have to kill me or I'm going to kill you at every instance. And then it'll stop. As long as there's no consequence to their actions, why should they stop? And people that think they want to do something, the consequence, I'm going to get a bunch of people together and we're going to write petitions and we're going to learn the common law. We're going to learn sovereign citizen stuff and we're going to, no, you're not. Because in the end, they hold the reins of power at the highest levels. You got to take them back away from them and put them in your own hands. That means that you have to have the authority to say, that son of a bitch is going to hang. Hang him. Right now, they hold that, and they're completely 110% corrupt and against you. So I guess as long as we accept it. Go ahead, Dion.
We had those opportunities to really get this thing kicked off. I don't get why people went out there and voted. That's what kills me.
It would be the simplest thing.
Even you see it right now, man. You know, got Trump stickers on the back of their car. I mean, all this and that. I mean, it's horrific to see, you know what I'm saying, how people are brainwashed. You know, you see people ride around, I back the blue stickers. But you know what? You sitting up there crying on the side of the road when they write you a $200. You know what I'm saying, seatbelt ticket or a $200, you went 2 miles over the speed limit. I mean, it's like people in America, we have Stockholm Syndrome.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We worship those who do us most harm.
Yes.
I don't get that, man.
Well, it comes down to, you see, you talk about, you said, why did people not do it? 75% of the people don't vote, Dion. They know better. It's that 25%, and it's the Masonic lodges. How many of you think that, if there's a lodge in every town across this goddamn nation, how many of them you think there is? Okay,
illegal aliens sure as hell vote.
You bet you they do. But I'm talking about the lodges and stuff, the control mechanism, the boots on the ground troops. As long as this 25%, I mean, let's say that only 12% showed up to vote. Well, we have 90% of the vote for this fella. This is what they'd say. 25% of the people acquiescing is not even under their guise of democracy and okay from the whole. That means the majority are saying no. If the only 25% come out and say yes, and 75% say nothing, I guess, that should be a no. 25% cannot claim to be a majority over the whole. They can't.
I don't even think it's 25%.
I don't either. I got to be honest with you. In that 25%, I think there's about 100 million illegal aliens. When I keep going back to the beginning of the primaries, when the election started. And Jeb Bush, presumptive winner for the Republicans, came out and you see all their predictions, 46%. The first thing came out, 6%. And that's all Hillary had. And that's the truth of it, people. That's how sick the people of this country are, this shit. I threw in 12%. Go ahead, Katie.
Okay, thank you. We're talking about, it's going to end when we end it. You made a comment the other day. You said, hey, people, I'm one person. I can't take this whole thing on. I'm one person, so y'all get some guts out there. So to me, it seems like, planning something, you mean one person taking care of a situation? I mean, they might end up dead, but, how about that something gets planned and we come together?
It would be infiltrated in 10 seconds. What it has to come down to here is a mass understanding of the Bill of Rights, who the people are, and what their authority is. It's not rocket science. And then just maybe a declaration or like the mandamuses that Coyote wants. This, you just have a mass serving of mandamuses. That would be telling them, I am not going to take one more ounce of this shit. You better be ready to fight me because you're not taking my fucking rights. I'm going to fight you. And if, what if 2 million, it's just 2 million mandamuses hit the White House all in one day. And 2 million people,
okay,
goddamn
well,
minute.
Why don't we put up a petition then? I mean, get a petition going and get people to sign on to this thing.
Because that ain't how it works. A mandamus, what we're talking about here is personal sovereign authority. Mine is mine, yours is yours. This is what made us so powerful. We're part of the, I have to issue my own mandamus. For me. I can only issue it for me. I can't issue it. I'm not a representative of the state. I'm not your representative. I represent Henry. And it goes the same with that. That's why, I think the founders knew how this was going to play out. And they knew that the final equation is going to be the people finding themselves as individuals. They told you. They gave you a country, man, like no other country on this planet. Where you as an individual, nobody could bother you. As long as you weren't bothering nobody. Nothing like that had ever existed. But why does that so? Because you had to conduct yourself as a sovereign, an individual, like your own little country. Every man a king, every man, woman a queen. And with your own authority. That's how the courts were supposed to work. We need to get a class action lawsuit because a whole bunch of us got screwed. I mean, this is the game they want us to play. It has to be individuals.
Okay, yeah, and I understand. I didn't mean like one mandamus and everybody sign on to it. I mean, it's just, hey, look, that might be a way to make people aware and, put a little blurb up there about what a mandamus is and all like that. I don't know. It's like you said, I mean, you get up every day and you talk about the travesty every day going on and nothing. They just keep doing it.
Yes.
And another thing is I watched that video about that, some gun bill they passed after this Las Vegas thing.
The bump stop.
Anyway, and the guy's saying, here are the guys that represent or, voted for it, blah, 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 content. And I'm thinking, no, I mean, I would like to, but it's like I'm not going to go to them. I mean, did you watch that video? You say, write them, otherwise it's not going to get stopped and blah, blah, blah. And,
No interaction with any politician. They need to pass these laws and they need to come out and enforce them. The people need to have their hands forced. Either we're going to be slaves or we're going to be freemen. And if this decision is going to be an individual decision, so they need. I mean, I want them to write every draconian. I want them to say you can't own a BB gun, and then they need to come and enforce it. That's what needs to happen right now, because I can't see the people standing up as long as they got a little bit of a comfort zone. Some comfort zones you look at will make you just disgusted. That's what you consider a comfort zone, but they do have them. I get away, I get a squirm in here and watch a two-hour movie and drink five beers. That's my comfort zone, and I'm not going to do anything to risk it. Oh, my God, you think about the people who started this country, not the charlatans, not the ones who hijacked the uprising, the ones who committed the uprising, the people who just said, I'm not, no goddamn way, you're not going to, I've lived as a free man. That's one thing, you know, because they came over here to this continent that was a savage continent, they lived free. And when they came to touch that freedom, man, I tell you what, there ain't, maybe that's why people, you know, have such a hard time with it, because they've never lived free. But once you've tasted freedom, once you've had it, and somebody comes to take it from you, that is the ultimate offense. There is nothing that can touch it, in my opinion.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm with Katie's ordeal, just saying with what she just said, you know, we can get together, but you have to get, like, it has to be small groups of people who you know. It can't be anything large, because, you know, like Henry said, it will be infiltrated. You know what I'm saying, by the CIA or by even, you know, by the FBI. So, I mean, but me personally, I can't find people to get together to do nothing in my little area that I'm in. Because, like I said before, I see a lot more people that are brainwashed. I would love to get together. If I live by Henry, I'd be collaborating with Henry, you know. But there's nothing I hear. Like I said before, it's like people are so brainwashed and so institutionalized just to lay down and think that the government is right. And they don't understand. They don't understand the common law. They don't understand nothing. They don't understand how free they're supposed to be. They have no idea the depths of their liberty. And it's like beating your head on a brick wall, basically.
Well, you know, the bottom line here is, you know, it ain't that you can't join up with people. It's just that it's going to, this is why they, you know, if they could take your, this is why you know they can't take your guns. If they could, I promise you, anybody out there doubt they would have already did it? If they could. They know they can't. So they keep playing these psychological games. I mean, the people who, through the dirty churches and the Masonic lodges and the good old boy, you know, grafting and the cliques, and that's what this country morphed into. A country of cliques, where you're screwing this guy and this guy's screwing this guy and you're getting a part of it, and that's life. We have completely lost our moral compass. I mean, when you get down to the bottom line here, you're talking about dying for an ideal. But it's an ideal if you're somebody, like I said, who has tasted freedom, something you can't live without. You don't want to. The thought of somebody else controlling you, controlling your will, treating you like a subservient to them. Man, I'm telling you, it used to be just common back in jolly old England and, you know, before the United States. Imagine being, you know, born into a family, that a serf family on some royal's properties, and you never get to own anything. You just get to work for that person. You're that person's property. People endured that for thousands of years. And finally, some people came and they had hacked their own life out of this continent. And they were beholden to nobody. They'd fought Indians. They'd fought the meanest goddamn things that walk and crawl. And then here comes, after they get it settled enough until it can be exploited, here comes the gentleman in. And they're going to take control and make a serf out of you again. You never were. You were born into freedom. You tasted it. The thought of somebody taking away from it just brings that rage up in you, where a good man with a good conscience, could walk up and rip somebody's fucking throat out. That's what that. It's the loss of the ideal. It's the acquiescing to, you know, the comfort zone. I'm okay today. Yeah. I don't care what happens tomorrow. I get to sit in my comfort zone for 2 hours and watch my movie. I'm good.
Isn't it terrible that we have to fight to be left alone and live in peace?
Yeah, but
it
ain't like we weren't told so. I mean, our true founders told us you're going to have to keep these son of a bitches beaten at bay. I mean, that's why they put that second article there. They ever come after your rights, people, get your guns, shoot their asses. That's the protocol. But I mean, they've created this false reality where you're looking at, people are really feeling it, but they're looking through it through a xyloscope. They're not seeing the simple reality of either I'm free and I'm being left alone, or I'm not, period. It doesn't matter how or why, either I am or I'm not. And if I am not, I am not a free person. Somebody else controls my will. I'm a slave. That most ugly word, and they love to bring it out, the slavery as they're enslaving you. They're talking about how terrible you are because somebody got enslaved. This isn't rocket science, and it's going to come down to the individual. I mean, I'm hoping. I want to see them come for the guns. If that don't spark the people into fighting, nothing's going to do it. because that's the only reason that you're even got any pretense that you have any kind of freedom, is because you're holding that goddamn gun and they know it. And again, if they could have took them, I promise you they'd be gone already. And I think everybody knows it. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And we're going to be just as pissed off and just as outraged tomorrow, because there's going to be further outrage committed upon us in the next 24 hours. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Yeah,